כל רדפיה השיגוה בין המצרים. כל רדפיה השיגוה בין המצרים. So the pashtus is the pshat in the pasuk is kol ritfeya from klal Yisrael hisigu bein ha-metzorim. Metzorim is the gates. Klal Yisrael kilu was stuck in between the gates and the goyim just kichapt. Aber Rashi brings down an eicho medrash agode bein ha-metzorim heist ben yodzayin betamuz letishabov. The Rikeach also brings down that Bein HaMetzorim beGematria is Chof Aleph. I know it's Genoi via Zay, but it's Gematria Chof Aleph. Kol Ritfei Sigo Bein HaMetzorim Gematria Chof Aleph. I'm not sure what he means, but Mikol Mekim it's Chof Aleph Yomim. These are the dry Vochen. And the Mishneh Brura brings down and Soif Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph B'Shem Kavon HaSa'ari. It's the Mishneh Brura La'aloche Shem Kavon HaSa'ari ובכבון HaSa'ari כוסף שיסעבל ביום ומהם אחר חצי היום ויפקה כמו חוצי שו. Every day after חצי is to מסעבל ויפקה כמו חוצי שו. This is חוץ מתקן חצי, it doesn't write on the talk. אחר חצי היום ואיף כמו חצי שו. So בעצם, what everyone knows, maybe we're starting a bit late, that בעצם כלל ישראל are going now, in these days, כאילו, as eight kufes. As ימי בין המצורים, then as תשע סיומים, then as שבוע שחל בי תשע בוב. Then we have Erev Tisha B'Av. Then we have Sudim Afsekes. It's a different matzav of Avelis. Shemazam Alamon Gizak, we will speak about next week, Blineda, we'll see. That even a person that fast, doesn't fast in Tisha B'Av, has to sit on the floor and to do a Sudim Afsekes. It's a bezunder matzav of Avelis. Then we have Tisha B'Av. Then we have Motzei Tisha B'Av, and then we have the day after Tisha B'Av that has his halachas. There's 8 days, 8 kufis that Klal Yisrael passed now. Now, I'm sure everyone, every Shiva B'Av that tries to learn a little bit the halachas when it comes to Lema'ise, finds, you start to learn Hilchis Bein HaMetzorim, you open Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Mishenich Nas'ov Mematim B'Simcha. You want to know what is dry vochen. You start the first seif, mishenich nas ov mematim besimcha. And be'etzem the halachas, if bein ha-metzorim are thrown all over in Mishneh Brura and Poskim, alamo b'derech agav, the Ramot, the Noyagim, the Noyagim, all different places. So I want the first shtikel mesader zayin, machen wir shtikel shulchan aruch, or we try shtikel chidushim b'teich advorim, if the hilchis of yamei ben ha-metzorim. Now we have to know that be'etzem is a chiyuv to mesader zayin. A mensch hat mich in the madrege, aber to keep the halochis of yamei ben ha-metzorim, that's a mumuz. The first haloche, I'll try all to say the Mekuris. The first aloche, the Ramot brings down in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Alts is Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. It's not that we say Fakel. And Seif Beis Besoifoy. Noyagim Lehachmir, She'ein Noisim Noshim Miyudzayim Betamuz. Our meaning is we don't marry from Shivos for Betamuz till after Tishvot. The minig is not to get married Motzi Tisha B'Av also. But the minig is from Shiva also, the time is Tisha B'Av, we don't get married. So I mean, Mishneh Brura mashma that it's not a Isur Be'etzem, it's not a good simen. It's nishkin good a simen. Simon Emilse. But this aloche, we paskin, dahinu, roiv rubam shel apoiskim, v'kach miskab lo aloche, that Shiva, 3 Wochen start from the night. Leil Shiva for the Tammuz, before the fast already, has the halachas that you're not allowed to fast. No mele, you're not allowed to, all the halachas of 3 Wochen are knowing from the night. But mele, you're not allowed to get married Leil Shiva for the Tammuz. So what you do if it has to, that you have to get married? So, Meika Halacha, you're not allowed to get married Leil Shiva for the Tammuz. Reb Moshe wants to matir b'shas atcha godl. B'shas atzerich, Reb Moshe wants to be matir. But alle poiskim aser. Alle poiskim aser. So what you're doing with the mice and again, so the Bochim and Yeshiva this year also. So the psak is that if you make the chasana before Shkia, so then you're allowed to mamshich the chasana even with dancing, even by night. This is the mice of Yashi was asking also. But this is the mice of the psak. You make the chasana before Shkia, and the mayor, you're allowed to be mamshich by night the chasana. Again, because Be'etzem, the problem to get married, Be'etzem, we said it's not really a problem. Simon and Mil said, they got married before. And Val is the Surah's Mitzvah Bechasen, and it started, the Seudah started before, and the Olam tried Taka, I was in the Chasen Taka, we tried Taka, and everyone will wash before Shkia. Really, even if not, the Ma'is, if you did it before Shkia, you're allowed to, in the Chasen. We'll get it. This is a lechasana. Now we have Eirusin. Okay, Eirusin is not megiyah to us lemaisa. Eirusin of the Gemara is not engagement. It's kiddushin without a nesuim. The Shulchan Aruch calls Eirusin, it's kiddushin without a nesuim. It's not megiyah to us lemaisa. But this halacha, you're allowed to do it alle 3 Wochen, only to give it a bas. Shulchan Aruch says, even in Tisha B'Av you're allowed to. Shema yekadmen ha'acher. Shema yekadmen ha'acher. The Meiri and Yevomer zogt gerade in Tisha B'Av alein nisht. Aber the Meisen in Mishnah Berurah paskin even in Tisha B'Av you're allowed to make a kiddushin. Okay, but it's not megiyah to us. So nishmarich of them. To make an engagement. Kal v'choyim b'beb neshe, kal v'choyim you're allowed to shema yekadmen ha'acher. You're allowed to get engaged even in Tisha B'Av. To make an nesuim, To make a nesuim, we said you're not allowed to, but to make a shiduchim, that's an engagement, you're allowed to. Mitat noim, without a noim, every engagement is allowed to be done. Now, to make a suda for the engagement, till Tisha Sayomim you're allowed to, from Tisha Sayomim, you're not allowed to make a suda. Till Tisha Sayomim you're allowed to make a Seuda, from Tisha Sayomim you're not allowed to make a Seuda. Zot the Mishneh Berurah, aval ma shenoyagim lecho il minei merkachas, burekasim, adosal zachm, b'shas ksivas atnoim shori afilu b'tisha sayomim. Tos heistishken sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah is when you wash. You're not allowed to make a Seuda. Aber if it's time a kibud, in and out, this you're allowed to do even in Tisha Sayomim. I heard some people are machmir, saying, for us, Reb Neteire, on the night that the chosen kala decide to get engaged, you're allowed to make as a mesibe, or when you write the tznoim, you're allowed to make as a party. But some people, they made a vote, Alechaim, the other country has the nuschos, but when they decide to get engaged, we machen epes azam, we drink lechaim, noch dem, we schreib tznoim. Say that. So we're allowed to do it to sudas mitzvah. Aber Amor beschreibt nicht kein Neu. Man macht das ein Messibet in weite Stadt. Man sagt, es ist nicht gut zu schreiben, no, I'm not going into the Minhagim now. Aber this party, le Simcha Maza Oise, this is not a Sudas Mitzvah already. The guy engaged a week ago, mit Gewalt von der Seide zu kommen, ihn zu machen von der Sude. Sei doch normal, das Kibbut Av, alt ist gut. Aber in Tisha, in 3 Wochen, Lechure, ist nur heiter, zu machen, als Sude. If it's only Burekasim und der Sachen, sei doch, sag ich mich nur, das ist nicht genau, es ist Sude, wir können Maker sein. But to make a suda's engagement without it knowing, night in the night that it gets official, ich weiß nicht, I'm saying the oil of I saw a makel in it, aber mi sheirat Hashem li bei neikvoi, she tries to be careful from it. Now, the Mishneh Berurah, we'll start Keseda. You're allowed to dance, or you're not allowed to dance in Tisha Sayyavi? You're allowed to dance, or you're not allowed to dance? So the Mishneh Berurah in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, B'Teich HaDvorim, Osur Lasis Rekudim U'mecholos B'Yudzayim B'Tamuz Ve'Eilach. You're not allowed to dance. Even without an engagement. Stop. You're not allowed to dance. Now, the Mokir is Eliyahu Rabbe, and all the poskim bring down that it's not only dancing is also, playing music it's also. Hearing music and playing music it's also. This is Mekubal Ale poskim, you're not allowed to dance, and you're not allowed to play music, you're not allowed to listen to music, and the drei vochen. Now the shaila is, hind, you don't have to hear music, they have like little tapes, and you hear the music when you put on the tapes. The askonas apoiskim does haste to listen to music. Does haste hearing music. I'm asking, though, we spoke, I think, a year ago, 2 years ago, that some poiskim hold that the reason all the year you're not allowed to listen to tapes. Because all the year you're not allowed to listen to music. Don't we make it not to look at it like mamish a klei neginet. But the halacha from 3 weeks, that is a isu, to listen to music, l'maisa, the askonos ha-poiskim is, that that is a isu to listen to music. And maybe I'll explain. A lot of people ask me, Molevshach, the ganze yo, I'm anyway listening to tapes and I know it's not so beseder. So what is the difference in 3 weeks? The Torah says, the ganze yor, the takona was klei negine. The Gemara says, klei negine. The Torah does not get klei negine. Tisha sayomim, 3 weeks, is no halachas. It's halachas from Avelus. And Yehuda Zach, the Shchorach didn't say not to dance. The Rabbi says, stay to Avelus, but now you're not allowed to dance. What? Yeah, yeah. But there is the shaila, what is the ghetto of the takona? שחור לבייס, זימרי אסור, שנאמר, הוא דר שפון הפוסוק. But on the פוסוק, הוא not אסור. Here is no din. It's only because it's אביילס. ואיילס זה אביילס and צער, and a person has to מסעיינן, and we see all different הלוכס, that Klaus or Mekabel with the years on themselves because of that. So אבדה and אבדה to listen to these tapes, אבדה זה איסור. And למה יש אסכום אסרוי ורובם, the Choshev Eruv Rubam Aminion from the Rabbonim and the Poiskim Paskin, you're not allowed to listen to tapes and teach us Ayomim. Shevet Alevi, Yisal Maschayim, Orcha Shulchan, Igris Veshe, v'chule. Now, they made new kind of tapes that they took out the music and you only hear the words. Again, Le'ikar Ha'aloche, it's hard to say what is the Ha'aloche, אבל למעשה, most, a lot of rabbonim answer it. Again, the people that I make, יש להם על מי לסמוך, אבל I never saw that I came into a house that was a car accident, and the father was nifter, and the mother, and they lost 2 brothers, and the other 2 are in the hospital, and he's sitting and listening to Shiva, and you know, you have that tape there. לשתור את הזך. You're right, maybe על פי הלוחם, he can't be in הדוסיס also. כי אחד אמר, for one of the greatest תלמידי חכמים, he says, "Mitoich shaloi lishmo, bo lishmo." Lale bochim fregen, ich shen 20 yor lan shaloi lishmo, and I don't see it close. So he says, "A gewaldike zach." He says, "Mitoich shaloi lishmo, bo lishmo." Doesn't mean one day you will wake up in the morning. Lama zogin, a person doesn't learn. He plays shaloi lishmo. It will never happen that one day he will start to learn. They didn't say if a person doesn't learn, one day he will learn. If you learn Shaloi Lishmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you to learn Lishmo. Dehainu. A person that learns Lishmo, Lama Zogin, learns 12 hours a day. So if you learn 12 hours a day, Einechanam, you're learning for money, you want to pass the Faher, you want to become a Talmid Chochem, although you're learning the Zal Bazach like a person that learns Lishmo. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change the Kavanas inside. Aber love is dog, and a person that learns Lishma learns Beratzifis. You every 5 minutes shmooze to the guy near you. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not turn you to become a different person. There's no aftocha on that. Try once for 2 months to learn, keilu you're learning Lishma. You'll see the kavana will come ma'ilav, and it's baruch minus. It's baruch minus. The same thing in Avelis. There's a mitzvah to Mis'abel and the Chub. I know, I spoke to a lot of people over the years. Kimat every Eretz guy, these people are sitting here late by night for sure, everyone wants the Mis'abel and the Chub. The problem is, give me the tears, I will cry. It doesn't come. There's the mitzvahs. Most people want to be Mis'abel, you know, they go to Tisha B'Av, they try, then they try to go to here, then they try to read this book, that book, after they will come to the Avelis. Maybe we'll be into the Tisha Sayomi, we'll speak a little bit how to get back in this feeling. But a person can be Misnaeg, he's listening to these tapes without music. But he hopes in Tisha B'Av the tears will come out. If a person is keeping the Alochis of Avelis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him Siyata Dishmaya. Mi Shemis'abel al Yerushalayim Zoyche V'Roya Bevinyono, U Mi She'en Lo Mis'abel Eilinoi Zoyche V'Roya Bevinyono. So a mensch dev trachin, if it's kidai for him to listen to Azate. Now the achros ikar apoiskim is that lekatchilu, and this is the meaning, not to let the little kids to listen to tapes, even kids that didn't come to chinuch. The meaning is, as Erev Nisim Karali says, the minig is not to sing with them. So we see about chadorim in camps, but even klol, he's time in the house, you want to put us that tape out. Now, what is the halacha to sing without music? All of them get together and sing. As a machlekes apoiskim, again, the whole machlekes is till Tisha Sayomi. Then I say, in the Tisha Sayomim, Lekula Alma, the minigas, we don't sing. Some people are mad. In the dry Wochen is a grace of Achleikas. Rabbi Yashiv, the Siyatoi, hold that even in the dry Wochen, you're not allowed to sing. But, there's a couple conditions that you're allowed to sing. Someone sings when he's learning, to give him Gishmak in his learning, Lekatchila, you're allowed to sing. Someone, Lemoshal in a cheder, you want to hear a shemayim for the kids, you're allowed to sing together. If you want to sing songs, that when you sing them, you come to dveikus v'yishtapchis, so Rebbe Yashiv, you're allowed to. Songs, kol beroma nishmo, or these kind of songs that remind you from chubun habayis, you're allowed to sing. Again, without music. Without music. Now, Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Sheva Broches, Bris Mile, Pidyon HaBen, you're allowed to sing, you're allowed to dance. Sudas Mitzvah. Again, Shabbos, you're allowed to sing regularly. And Sudas Shabbos, you're allowed to sing regularly. That's the halacha. But now during the week, you have a Bar Mitzvah, a Sheva Broches, Chutz in the chasen that we said that is mamshich, then you're allowed to. Aber es tam, you have a shara brochus. You have a bris mille. You have an engagement. So that we see that spray there is nishkin so das mitzvah. Norten take is also only songs. Efter ki besimcha tetzeyo as a song. Efter. Aber es tam songs you're not allowed to. Sie don't material him, aber in Sudas Mitzvah, was ist der Aloche? Sudas Mitzvah, was ist der Aloche? So, sit like this. To sing in your mouth, Lekula Alma is Mutter. To sing Bepen Sudas Mitzvah, Lekula Alma is Mutter. Aber Bekli, to have a piano, these Aachen, Lekula Alma, I'm saying, the halacha is it's also. To dance is a big machlekes. It's a big machlekes. The Stipler was very machmer about it, but a lot of people are matir to machen a rekide in the Sudas Mitzvah. Mele avada mikinish machen a mechoe. A bocha asked me, he has an engagement tonight in America. He asks, what would be if the Oilam get up and dance? He wants to be a machmer. He's mechuyev to carry on sitting. So he could walk slowly, not nisht. So the Oilam will intubition. But again, klei zemer besudas mitzvah mitor nisht. Lashir bepeh lekule alme mitor yo. Rekudin v'mechoyles is a machloikis, the stipler was machmir, aber yesh al milismo ich lehatir. But again, only till Tisha Sayomim. And Tisha Sayomim, then it's only Mutar Lashir Bepe. Then for sure you're not allowed to dance. Again, Tzemachim this Klol was opposed. I'm on a Talmid Chochem here in Yeshiva, Gitainet, that you're allowed to sing in the Mesilas Preide. Gitainet is a chiyuv to melave a person that goes. It's a chiyuv levoya. And the Mesilas Preide is a kind of levoya. ומילא גיטיינת, שעל זה ועשו דס מצווה, ספשי וזגות הבוחר תקה, ומילא שעל זה ועשו דס מצווה, ומילא לשיר בפה, יש על מה לסמך, יש על מה לסמך. Now, someone that is sick, and he needs music to make him relax. So again, it's two kind of sick people. You have people that are mamish, you know, basically mishugoyim. People that are mamish sick. The mamish need, you know, therapy with singing. Then there's no shayla you're allowed to. You have people like in between. A bacher asked me this week a shayla. He needs music. In mamish, he gets tense, he needs music. Sounds matter to him. But again, because I know he doesn't have real music. He has a tape in his room. So the tzil of the tape, we are machmer in a tape. But a tape, till Tisha Sayomim, after Tisha Sayomim not. But in the dry wochen to listen to a tape, again, if he's sick and he's nervous, or he needs it for health reasons, not for tainug, then you're allowed to. Now, what would be that it's very negah, a person goes into a taxi and his music on. He's mechuyev to tell the taxi driver to close it or not. Taxi, I'm all it's lighter, I'm all a bus is harder. I'm all you call some places in Eretz Yisrael, till you wait, in the meantime you have music. So in Bnei Brak Taken, the hospitals there, the Rabbanim Paskin, that Shleishas Shavuos, they changed it. And there's no music. I say, ich weiß nicht. Meine Yeshua, they changed it, Al Pi Ros, the Rabbanim. But there's no music. But the shayla is, you have to put down the phone, or you have to close your ears in the bus. Zogt Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev. It's a gemara, hanoe habo le'odom bal korchoi le'osru chachomim. Even if you're enjoying it. Hanoe habo le'odom bal korchoi. I heard some poiskim taime that if it's very light and you can tell the taxi driver to close it, it'll be nochil l'ashem, so then it's not hanoe habo bal korchoi. So then the person, his tape went down in a mistake in the room. Well, Moshe, I had a shayla in yeshiva this week. A bocher is with tzvardish a bocherim. And they, we don't know, yudzayim betamuz dos zaramo. They want to put on the tape. But he has to go out the room, vas tutan. Well, Moshe, they have that tape, you know, without singing, without music, and they're from the makilim. And he's a Yerushalayim, and he doesn't know what to know. He has a right to stop them. He doesn't have a right to stop them. He has to go out of the room. So again, and this Arachim, he's not mechuyev to stop. He's not allowed to go, you know. Do Mr. Megel, put it out. That's astonished. Aber mit Avisen Alamol de Gdorim, saying, these Alochas, if a person knows these Alochas, you learn them once, and you know them forever, the Alochas becomes Eriklo. Let me get weiter. And Kiddush Levone, the Meister, the minig of Reuf Klal Yisrael is to make Kiddush Levon and Motzei Tisha B'Av. Aber Sido al Pide Gro, we don't wait, and some people do Kiddush Levon and Miyad Motzei Shabbos. You're allowed to sing Tovim Mehoiras and to Machan HaTanzel or not? Rabbi Yashiv holds you're allowed to sing and Machan HaTanzel. Moshe Giret Amol, that this Tanzel is the Emes HaTanzel. The Mishnah Berurah says in Shabbos, why you don't do Kiddush Levon in Shabbos? Because the Isur to dance in Shabbos. So why is this a chiyuv to machen atanzu? So the Gedenk in Ponovich was a chabura that they were makpitul, you know, the mamish made a rekida to be yaitzit this mishnevura. Every Kiddush Levana was a group of guys that the mamish made a rekida, the shem a real rekida. Aber das Rabbi Yashiv holds, you're allowed to do this Rikida and you're allowed to sing Taitin Meiris. I saw andere Sforim, will Machmer sein, ich bin nicht Mechoyim, ich weiß nicht, wie darf Machmer sein. Now, es ist another Aloche in drei Wochen, again, die Mishne Brüder bringt sie dann in Zif Yud Zayin, es ist interessant. Die Aloche ist in between. Sag Shechon Oruch, Toiv Leizor, Miloimar Shechiyonu, das ist eben von der Sfardim. טוב ליזור מלאים השכיונו בין המצורים על פרי או על מלבוש. מה אתה עושה שכיונו על פרי חודש? The Mishne Brura brings down like this. אף על גב זה אפילו אובל מבורך שכיונו. זה famous גמורה in ברוכס that the אובל makes שכיונו. אתה יודע איזה גמורה? The גמורה זאת, if someone's father is nifter, er macht a toy vem er macht borg deine ms an der tate und shchiyon auf der geld da ist nicht gemor miat du mag borg deine ms shchiyon und kimon und yon az man az da ist nicht gemor so sagt der morgen avram so we see that a person that has a ptira says shchiyon so why not to say shchiyon in drei wochen זאת אומרת, מכל מקום, יומים אלו שהזמן ההוא גוירם, זה זמן פורונס, it's a bad time for כלל ישראל, so we totally זוגם שהחיונו וקיימונו והגיונו לזמן הזה. When someone's father is nifter, the זמן is not a bad זמן. Poop for him, the father was nifter. But here for כלל ישראל, was בחיר לדוירויס, מזוגת אף דו זמן שהחיונו וקיימונו, אין כדאי לו עם השחיונו. והגרו בביורי חוילק וכוסף דורחום רי יסייר דגוין זאת ממק זאת משחיונו וכן התז מפקפק בזה התז זאת, you can't wait, who knows, maybe after drei wochen you will die already who knows if you are living, you're missing the ברוך השחיונו על כן זאת במשנה ברורה בשבס אין להחמיר כיוון דבלב אוכי הרבה אחרוני מסכימים להוקל בזה בשבס Some Achoyim hold anyway Shabbos is Muta. So the Mishneh Berurah b'meila not to be in Shabbos you're allowed to make Shechiyonu. So Shita from Mishneh Berurah that in Shabbos you're allowed to make Shechiyonu. We'll see later that in a different place the Mishneh Berurah brings down L'shita sapoiskin that you're allowed to do in Shabbos. But though b'mekoyim is like the Mishneh Berurah that in Shabbos you're allowed to be maker. So I know Sido andere machmirim aber ein lenu lehachmu Yosef and Moronach of Etz Chaim that you're allowed to make Shechiyonu in Shabbos. The Sharatzion zogt, Ein Rab Kiveger, the Rosh Chodesh Dine Keshabbos. This was less accepted in Klal Yisrael. People are not so much making in Rosh Chodesh to make Shechiyonu, aber man darf wissen, as a zeh steht in Sharatzion. Last time, before we Messiah, this Chelek, before we go into the Protein, in Motzei Tisha B'Av, is a Tshari Tshuva, is no Mishne Brura, and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Ches, steht in Tshari Tshuva that you're not allowed to make Shechiyonu till Asiri Bechatzois. Aber the Butchacher and the Asteir of the Marasham steht that Lemaise Shechiyonu is enough Biz Tishabov. Full Motzei Tishabov you're allowed to make Shechiyonu. Again, it's no good to people that have to buy new Zach and have to go to camp. All different Zach that you have to make Shechiyonu to know that in Motzei Tisha B'Av is a machlekes, aber sidor af motzu meikel zayin to make Shechiyonu be Motzei Tisha B'Av. This is not so much negea to us pri chodosh. Aber beget chodosh is very negea. So the Mishne Brura, again it's in a different place, Mishne Brura brings down in Tzivkot Memhei, again, b'teich ha-dvorim, of Anderzach, if someone bought a baguette and the baguette was not fixed up yet and he fixed it in drei Wochen, he's not allowed to wear the baguette because he has to make Shechiyonu. Ve'osur lilbosh b'yudzayin b'tamuz mishum Shechiyonu. L'das ha'mekilim de b'shabos es muter imken muter lilbosh chadoshim b'shabos es shebein ha'metzorim. Aber m'rishchein b'shmeilech osur afilu b'shabos. So the Mishneh Berurah brings down that you're not allowed to wear a new baguette because Shechiyonu. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, but what would it be if you have clothes that you don't have to make Shechiyonu? New socks, new shirts. Some people even pants don't make shechiyanu, and hats you don't make shechiyanu, and shoes, and all different mahalchi. All of these achen, zok the Mishneh Berurah, you're allowed to wear, you're allowed to buy, and you're allowed to wear it in the dry voch, because there's no shechiyanu. Some people even in suits don't make shechiyanu. These people, how most of the poskim, they're allowed to buy suits in the dry voch. Or more than that, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, bizman hazeh, the meaning of the people that make shechiyonu, you don't make it when you buy it, you make it when you wear it. So merely you're allowed to buy in the dry vochen and to wear it after Tisha B'av. Other l'moshel, I had a shaila this last week as a kala, that she got married erev Shivoso B'Tammuz. Now she has a lot of new clothes for every night of the Shavuot brachas. The chosen has two suits. He wears them before, mach shechiyonu. She wants to know, she has to make shechiyonu, she's not allowed to make shechiyonu in the dry voch. So I told her, take one of the clothes, make shechiyonu, have a das in all the clothes. The mele, to wear new clothes, there's no issue to wear new clothes. The Aruch HaShulchan, in America, a lot of people talk and feel like that, says that our minig is not to wear new, nice clothes like suits from Yudzayin B'Tammuz, even without the problem of Shechiyonu. So again, we have to know, Mishneh Berurah is mefuresh because Shechiyonu. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky and other poskim hold that b'meile, Reb Nissim Karelitz, natil Rosh Chodesh, but anyway, if we're not doing Shechiyonu, you're allowed to wear them. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's an inyan not to buy, to get new clothes, not to wear new clothes from Shivas of B'Tammuz. So maybe if we make a sikkum of the halachas is like that. If you buy the new clothes, not to wear them till after Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to. If it's clothes that are not so choshev and you not make shechiyonu, again you're allowed to till Tisha Sayomim. Then it's different halachas in Tisha Sayomim. If it's nice clothes, if you normally make shechiyonu, so wear them in Shabbos. Wear them in Shabbos. But if you're not a person that makes shechiyonu, so then meikar adin you're allowed to. The Aruch HaShulchan zok. You made shechiyonu, but you didn't make shechiyonu. If you made a shechiyonu, you don't make another shechiyonu. No. Now to give presents, you're allowed to give presents in drei wochen and tisha sayomim. So again, a lot of years, a lot of time, people leave, people want to give a present, a good friend is there, they're leaving. You're allowed to give a present, or you're not allowed to give a present. So in Sefer Mokor Chaim from the Nesivis, says you're allowed to give a present in these days. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was machmir not to give presents in Tisha Sayomi. About sforim for bar mitzvahs and these achen, the olim are making even in Tisha Sayomi. Sforim you're allowed to give even in Tisha Sayomi. Now in Mishneh Berurah is mashma in Simen Tov Kuf Mundaled that you're allowed to give presents in Tisha Sayomi. The Mishneh Berurah says in Tov Kuf Mundaled you're not allowed to give presents in Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av, because when you give a present, it's kmoi she'ilas sholem that is also in Tisha B'Av. Is meduyek in Mishneh Berurah, zok the Rabbi Ephraim Grimblatt in Rabbi Ephraim, that is muchach in Mishneh Berurah, that dafka in Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to give, because it's kiilu she'ilas sholem. What? Mistama al-sanat. But it's mashma Mishneh Berurah, only Tisha B'Av. So again, it's me'ikar hadin you're allowed to give presents. Again, if you give a present that is worth thousands, then could be it's a shayla as they have beget chodosh. But normal presents that Yele maybe has to make shechiyonu off as a present. But stam presents, me'ikar hadin you're allowed to, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, like a tchile not to give in Tisha Sayomim, but sforum di zachen you could be meikel, but me'ikar hadin you're allowed to even in Tisha Sayomim, as there is mashma in the Mishneh Berurah. Now, the Isur again, in Seif Dalet, the Ramo B'Teich HaDvorim brings down, that is the Isur, we have a meaning not to take a haircut from Shivoso B'Tammuz. Again, this Shaila, a lot of Bochim were asking the whole time, If it's an Isur to take a Hikut from Shivasar B'Tammuz, it means from the night of Shivasar B'Tammuz. So it means you're not allowed to shave in the night from Shkia. You have to be Makpid from Shkia not to shave. Again, but the evidence if someone shaved and he didn't know this year, so don't have Moshe B'Shas HaTzerich Godl, so the evidence Yesh Li Alma Lismich. But the Maise, from Shkia of Shivasar B'Tammuz by night, you don't shave. Now the minig is not to shave ktanim, even if they're not in the gil of chinuch. Why? Not because chinuch, because it's agmas nefesh to the parents that the kids look menuvel. Now it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah again shaloi b'mekoymoi and tzivkot pei beis, he brings down this halacha. And you have to know it because I'm always negeah. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, the Eliyahu Rabbi says not from Yesh Lehachmo B'Tisperes Miyudzayin B'Tammuz. U'b'chayo Odom Kosav, Deletzerech Ktanim, Ein Lehachmir Af Leminogenu Elo B'Shabezu. For Ktanim, not Klor, if Yigiyu Lechinuch, and not Yigiyu, for sure when they're not Yigiyu Lechinuch, till Shavua Shechalboi, you're allowed to shave them. Lemaise, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is not to misaper, not to give hirkets to kids from Shivas or B'Tammuz. But why it's important to know this Chaya Odom? I'm only have little kids that have lice. For different reasons that you have to give a haircut. You'll learn all the halachot. It's mamish in the end. Remember the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chaya Odom that you're allowed to give hirkets to kids till Shavua Shechalba. What? Now, to comb your hair, you're allowed to comb your hair in 3 weeks. It's an Isur and Shabbos to comb your hair. It's a secretion that you take out here. So we have a machlekes. The Chofetz Chaim, again, b'sivkot m'chof, when he speaks about calling your nails, the Mishnah Berurah will get it. But look at the Chofetz Chaim. Le'inyan tzrik asaroish ein lehachmir afilu b'tish asayomim. Ein primegodim. אז the primogodim is machmir, זאת בשער הציון. Primogodim says, you're not allowed to. זאת דרך אגב, it's חיים, even by avelis, למה you see allowed to, you don't have to be machmir. אבל the primogodim זאת, that you only allowed to comb בצינה, not ברבים. I saw a lot of poison clef, you have 3 roommates, 5 roommates. אבל למה you see, the עיקר ההלוכה is, for sure in the 3 weeks, and even in 19 days, you're allowed to comb, you hear. Now I want a little bit, some protim, to know the halachas legabe shaving, legabe taking haircuts and shaving in 3 weeks. You have to know, amol is a teirim. I just wanted to go duch the teirim. One heter is amol, when someone has makes a bris. You have to know, it's different shittas if a bal bris is allowed to take a haircut or not. We're not going into it. To go to ask the Shaila when it comes to Maisa. If someone has a very important business meeting, they get a lot of money, he has to spend in front of the government. He wants to shave, he doesn't look gipas. Is a tshuva nigras moisha of them in chelek dalet simen kuf beis and in the shiori mitzuyonim ba'aloche. What la'aloche le Maisa ich geit nishtarayin to them. But to know, as we can gain fragen. Not gleich to be matir. Is a Rabshamizam and Auerbach about a girl that is oimed in Shiduchim, not a boy, a girl, and she looks maneuver, she needs to take a haircut to look good, and it's negata a Shiduch. Rabshamizam was matir to her in the 3 weeks. Again, the Zachen you have to ask a Shaila when it's negata a Maise, but to wissen, Among if someone has an extra here somewhere that disturbs him, he's allowed to pull it out. People have extra here in different places, you're allowed to pull them out. Now, as a Yid in America was nifter, Choshev a Yid, he holds you're allowed to shave in the dry vach. In his yeshiva, everyone shaves in the dry vach, in the 9 days. And if you don't shave, everyone yells on you. But darkness is a mitzvah to shave in the dry vach. I remember last year was a bacher from that yeshiva here. I had a great machlekes with him. I want to be masber a shtickel his shit. In Mishneh Brura steht das. If someone doesn't have clothes ready for Shabbos, even in Tishas Hayomim, you're allowed to mechabes the clothes for Shabbos. You have to get to these halachas. Are we allowed to mechabes the clothes for Shabbos? The Lashon HaMishneh Brura has a... Let me see the Magen Avraham inside. And Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph and Magen Avraham. Sif Gimel. Kostav Be'agoyes Oshri Tispeires Osur Afilu Lekovet Shabbos. You're not allowed to mistaper Lekovet Shabbos. V'nira li atam Zog de'ili kemogen avrom V'nira li atam De'belav ochi ein regilim Lesaper b'chol shavua. No one takes a haircut every week Lekovet Shabbos. So Chassid Sefer explains, so if you don't take a week, it doesn't look avelis b'faresia. It doesn't look you know avelis b'shabbos. Why would we wear big the Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoyim? We don't want to look at Veilim and Shabbos. People don't take a haircut every week. But Meile, this is the reason that goes Oshri Asrus. The Mishneh Brura brings down Bir Aloche that a lot of Poskim hold that you're allowed to take a haircut with covered Shabbos. That again, for sure, it only meant in the times that people took haircut every week. But today that people don't take haircuts every week, Avada is also. Meile Zot Yanem. But to shave, people shave every week. If they don't shave, it's a bizoyen for Shabbos. So you bichlal not mechuyev not to shave dry vochen. You decided klal Yisrael mekabel on themselves to be machmir. Chore. Here me retav kovet Shabbos day reise. What is the hat on that? And he brings down a chasm sefer. Umikol mokim nira li de giluach seores azokoin. בזמן הזה שהוא ניבול גודל מאוד יש לדונוי כמו שתוקפי אביילס that if someone will marshal the halach is if someone was an oval for a long time and it finished the aveilus finished in 3 weeks you're allowed to shave ואם יצטרף לזה שום כולה even to be a kvater avada you're allowed to מגלח. Chassam Sefer says a nivul godl. It's tarif leze eze shum kule. Zogt er, 3 weeks is a chumre de alme. Mele dir, the force everyone to megaleach lekovet Shabbos. Red nish av da averes von giluach, aber chutz von dem. Also, ich hoffe, ich ist bechlau. Ich bin mit Zarek Diffen ist so, ich bin chesbein ist kovet Shabbos. Aber, I'm saying, mit abwissen, at least to know that shit. So if you see some people, I'm not saying they're right, Klal Yisrael will not mekabel this psak. But you see people shave lekovet Shabbos to know from where they're coming. Now, if someone has Seori Sazokon, Mishneh Brura says he made the Sofom that disturbs him. His stomach's only to hear from the top that disturbs him to eat. He allowed to cut it even in 3 weeks. And the Mishneh Brura is mashma, you're allowed to cut it the ganze zeit. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, not in Shavua Shechalboi. Now, cutting nails. In 3 weeks, you're allowed to cut nails. In Tisha Sayomim, as a machlekes Magen Avraham and Taz, if you're allowed to cut your nails in 3 weeks. In Tisha Sayomim. Again, in 3 weeks, you're allowed to cut your nails. In Tisha Sayomim, as a machlekes. Some achroinim learned that the machlekes was only on Shavuah Shechalboi. But the maise, the pashas, the machlekes is the ganze zeit. Because they spoke in Shavuah Shechalboi because the mechaber learns that the halach is started from Shavuah Shechalboi. Now, what's with Lekovet Shabbos? So the maise, we are machmir, and we don't cut our nails in dry vach, in Tisha Sayomim. Lekovet Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah is matir. There is a difference. We have two Kovet Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says the Kovet Shabbos you're allowed to. The Ma'ase said, the Peskes Manoinu say like this. This year, the Moshel, will have the first Kovet Shabbos you'll be allowed to. Lekule Alme. Because it's not Shavuah Shechalboi. So Friday, next Friday, you're allowed to cut your nails the Kovet Shabbos. But Lama Zogin, if Tisha B'Av is Chalim Shabbos, so then some poskim say that only a person that normally cuts his nails for Shabbos is allowed to cut them. But this year, Lekula Alma, you're allowed to cut your nails to cover Shabbos. Now the poskim bring down Nochazach, sometimes the nails become bigger and they go over the hand. Over Mokim Basal. That if you put your hand, you feel the nail is over it. So the poskim holds, straight in poskim, you're allowed to cut it. But Rav Ozner says you're only allowed to cut it to the level of the basal. You're not allowed to cut it normally. You're only allowed to take it down.
The next day she cut it again.
What?
The next day she cut it again.
If you want to. If you want to. Normally it stays 3 days it grows. But it takes 3 days and then Kovet Shabbos comes. So this time it's only one time of Inagia. Now, it's two. Kovel Echetim says that you're allowed to cut your nails. Lemosha, you're allowed to bite your nails. Shabbos, you're not allowed to bite your nails. But in Tisha Sayomim, you're allowed to bite your nails. And not only cut it, to bite it off, you're allowed to. Or even, not only to bite it off, some people peel it off. You're also allowed to peel it off. The Isur is only Bekli. Again, Letzerech Mitzvah, if it's Negat, the Tvile, although in Magiata Chatzitza and Tiras Yodayin, you feel it gets full of dirt and you feel you can't. The Primogodim Alamo, the Primogodim says that even if it's clean, if it's over the hand, if it goes Me'ala Boso, so in Kuf Samachez, like the Primogodim Chshash Chatzitza Yesh Beze. Now, the Shah that a lot of Bochim are asking the whole time is you're allowed to go to trips in 3 Wochen or not. You're allowed or you're not allowed? Again, I say, the 3 Wochen I push it. What? Avada. Rebish, I'm not speaking of Shaila if you're allowed to do it. But that's said to learn. Rebish, of a heter. The Shaila is, you're allowed to go to a trip, you're not allowed to go to a trip. Is the Isur of the heter? So let me get into that. In Mikor Chaim state, to go to a Mokim Sakone is the Isur. Now, Mokim Sakone doesn't mean that Mam is dangerous. Dangerous, you're not allowed to go during the year also. But Mokim Sakone, the Moshe, the person wants to go to Hebron. That is Mokim Sakone. Wants to go to Gush Katif for Shabbos. That's Mokim Sakone. The people that live there as a heter, how they're allowed to go back home in the dry Wochen. But it's time to go there. You're not allowed to go to the dry Wochen. So Mokim Sakone. This is the reason the Stipler didn't let his kids to go swimming in the Yam, in the ocean. He didn't let them go swimming in the dry Wochen. Sakone. Swimming pools, people are more makers. It's not a dangerous. It's not so dangerous. Oh, but to go swimming in the Yam, it's a Mokim Sakone. A lot of places in Thailand that if you don't go deep in the Yam, it's Nishmokim Sakone. Oh, but to go deep, it's a Mokim Sakone. Now you have to know, a person says, no, I'm not scared. It's felt in the Argosha and the Chum. If a person will feel these days are dangerous, Chovo Beseinu, he would feel the Pachat. You see, the Gdele Oilom was so scared in these days to Machen Divrei Sakone. Now, okay, so to go to dangerous trips or walks, or hikes, also. Can't say also, but the ma'aseh, the minhag, we don't. Yesh li'imona. What would be if it's not dangerous ones? So in this day chemed, he brings down from the pe'asa shulchan, this is the loshen. Cholena ribe the loshen. Also has come, ותקונה בכוח התוירו הקדושו, חסוק דלושן. עושו הסכומה ותקונה בכוח התוירו הקדושו, שמיועים יוצאים בתמוז עד תשבוב, לא ילך שום בר ישראל לטייל בגימס, בפרדסים, הספס היום ובנור. עושו תקונה מכוח התוירו הקדושו. Now, Lemaise, the Mishneh Brura never bring down this halacha. So some people are very machmir. I saw a lot of poskim are very machmir. But the Ikar HaRoe is that, Lemaise, to take little kids to the zoo, you're allowed to. To go a little bit shpatzir in a room, the yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night after Seder, Rabbisov, you're allowed to. But a good trip, no. But again, Lamashal, for little kids, that you have to have what to do with them. Lamashal, someone is in a camp. And you have to, again, for sure you're allowed to, but not to make Zachen that mamish, the big, huge Zachen before 3 weeks and after 3 weeks. Zachen that are in between, again, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down, the Mishneh Brura didn't bring it down. Okay, but the Stachemet says that later on, Klal Yisrael, is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to hit the Talmidim in 3 weeks. They stay in Shulchan Aruch. The Ma'aseh, the Poskim say it's also to hit the kids. And for sure, not to hit your friends. No, the Bacher came to ask me a shayla today, they had us an argument in the Dira. But no, we're not really fighting. You know, you had him to a suit talking to Shayla, who is Chayef, 3 weeks. No, he said, no, we just like a little bit pushed. From 3 weeks, you're not allowed to hit. So see if in Shulchan Aruch. Even if it's not, chutz in the aveira of hitting. Well, maybe 3 hours ago, someone came to ask me. Tzorich lizer, velo yaku atalmidim bayom imahem. Now, listen, this was, what, the Mishneh Brura says, velo yaku atalmidim, מפורש במדרש אפילו ברצוע. Even with a belt you're not allowed to. Now the shayla, what it means even with a belt? What's the shayla? So, a lot of the players came, I don't remember the names. I have the names. The Eish of Avrom, the Muchacho learns, not only with a stick don't hit, that's mamish dangerous, even with a belt, don't hit. Oh, but to give a patch with your hand, you're allowed to. And they learned the Eish HaLavrom. But the Ayinu, the Mishneh Brura learned that the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch is not to hit with sticks. Why is this Azei Amol Given? It's like the Mishneh Brura, even with a Ritzua. Not. Not so dangerous, what could happen the most. Or more, but you can't. A stick could kill. Mistake. A belt could hurt very much. Can't kill. Or bell. But the hands, look, they should have run me allowed to. The Prima Golim Zok, nay. Ratzu is not a string. What? Ratzu. That doesn't mean a big, doesn't have to be a big zach. The Prima Golim Zok, you're not allowed to hit Bichlal. You're not allowed to hit Bichlal. Lemaisa, the place can bring down coolest like that. One shita is that in a room that is a mezuzah, you're allowed to because it's a shmira. The Eish HaLavrom brings down. Some place can hold that the isur is only to hit on a head, on a stomach, and places that you could damage. But on the hands and on the foot, you're allowed to. Some people hold, Shaila Hatulim Shadim Mishtabur, it's very late, that it's only in between the 4th and the 9th hour of Shor Zmanis. In Shulchan Aruch state, you're not allowed to walk יחידי בן דלת לעתז שורס משום שהכתב מרי שואלת ולבדם שתית ולא יקו התלמידים ביום עמהם במילא again the stipler and Rabbi Yom Zilber was need berudo very machmir the stipler didn't hit his kids bichlal these three weeks nothing it's eilik la chas v'shar but this was his eroe and his mishpoche to alle matter hit is 3 weeks bichlal Anders sagen the Meister that you could hit. But again, I'm saying, this is all about legabi kids that is negia to chinuch. But legabi chaveirin, avada, you have to be makpid. As they stay, the stipler was makpid. Again, if a person knows to be makpid in the halachas of Bein HaMetzorim, so in Meile, a person starts to feel the avelas. I want to do Masbe Hilchis 9 tag, but it's very late. So, lechure, we'll find different times.